The Old Tree. If you want to know how to get to my home, you won't need a house number. Just find a tree that is so big that 10 children can't even form a ring around it. My home is under that tree. If you want to know how old the tree is, not even my grandfather's grandfather can say for sure. The tree was around long before our home was built. I asked my father why other families all had a well, but our family had to walk long distances every day to get water. He said,
"Because we can't dig a well in our courtyard."
The old tree's twisting roots were part of a huge underground system. If we dug a well and injured the roots, the tree's branches and leaves would be unable to grow. And if that happened, many of the family elders believed our family wouldn't prosper for long. In the spring, the old tree's new buds filled the air with fragrance. A congregation of birds would usually perch in his boughs, making an awful racket. I often had to ring a bell to frighten them away. In the summer, the old tree's dense crown provided shade and shelter. The light could barely peek through. Fall was the most beautiful time, but the courtyard became so filled with leaves, it was impossible to sweep them all up. Bird nests looked like fruit in the branches of the tree. In the winter, the old tree's bare trunk appeared lonely. Fortunately, a myriad stars adorned the night sky. I forget which year I left home. I only remember snowflakes falling through spaces in the branches, landing on my warm face. I was away for a long time. Often, my thoughts would visit the old home tree. Thinking of him would bring to mind the faces of everyone in my family, the seasons, the starry nights, the birds. During another springtime, I finally returned home. By now, I was so old, I couldn't even remember the house number. But I knew that as long as I could find the old tree, that was where my home was. When I came upon the old tree, there were almost no signs of life left. Was all the time I was away like an endless winter, the spring never to arrive again? At night, when I press my ear close to listen, I can hear his roots slowly shriveling and cracking underground. The old tree can't just die like this. He was around long before our home was built. I'm going to tidy up the courtyard and paint the wall. I'm going to stay here and see what I can do for him. I'll trim his branches every day, water him, and clear away the weeds. I hope the next time spring comes, he'll be the same as before.